I have to say, when the UK rolled out this massive predictive policing experiment, there was such a buzz about it. Everyone was hoping AI would finally modernize law enforcement with these data-driven crime forecasts.
It did sound incredibly promising on paper. The core premise was to take historical crime data, combine it with weather patterns and socioeconomic indicators, and generate risk heat maps to help officers deploy strategically.
But honestly, the reality was quite disappointing. The initiative quickly fell apart, revealing critical failures across the board, technically, ethically, and operationally.
I think the root of the problem really comes down to the training data itself.
Exactly. We have to remember that historical crime records are deeply flawed. They reflect years of overpolicing, uneven reporting, and systemic inequalities.
And when you feed those skewed inputs into machine learning models, you aren't correcting those disparities. You're actually amplifying them.
It was really frustrating to see how unreliable the predictions became. Investigations showed the algorithms were flagging low crime areas while completely missing actual hotspots.
That had a direct impact on the ground. Officers were wasting valuable time responding to false alerts, which drained resources and only frustrated communities that were already wary of a heavy police presence.
But it wasn't just about technical glitches. The system raised some really serious ethical and operational concerns that we can't ignore.
Right. You have these algorithmic black boxes labeling neighborhoods as high risk, which automatically triggers increased patrols and stops, often without any transparency into how those conclusions were reached.
That's so damaging because it undermines the contextual knowledge and community relationships that frontline officers rely on. It erodes trust on both sides.
Precisely. When algorithms start overriding professional judgment, it creates internal tension within the force and ultimately damages police legitimacy.
So, what do we take away from this? The UK experiment gives us four critical lessons for any future AI deployment in public safety.
First and foremost, algorithms require rigorous independent testing against real-world conditions, not just controlled environments.
Second, we absolutely need clear accountability frameworks in place to audit failures and correct harmful outcomes.
Third, development demands interdisciplinary collaboration. We need data scientists, ethicists, community leaders, and frontline officers working together to identify blind spots early.
And fourth, public transparency is non-negotiable. Communities have to understand how these systems work, what data drives them, and how to contest decisions that impact their neighborhoods.
Ultimately, the UK's experience really tempers the hype around algorithmic policing.
I couldn't agree more. AI should function strictly as a decision support tool, never as a replacement for human oversight.
Scaling this technology requires prioritizing ethics, transparency, and community trust over raw efficiency.
Until AI systems are rigorously tested, transparently governed, and integrated with human expertise, they will continue to risk amplifying bias and undermining the very public safety they're meant to protect.